Bengala Brenka means white cane, and by a strange coincidence, that's also the name of our next exhibitor this afternoon. I'm Dave Williams, you're listening to ACB Radio, and we're joined by a Brazilian gentleman, and I think okay, you're going to translate for us. Are you this gentleman's son, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And so let's get your names. Your name is?
It's Marco Antonio.
Right, Marco Antonio, and your father's name?
My father is also named as Marco Antonio.
Marco Antonio, right. Okay, junior. So junior and senior.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. That makes my life a little bit easier. Thank you very much for giving us some of your time today. Could you tell us a little bit about your company and the range of products or services that you offer to the blind community in South America?
Yes, sure. We've been working in Brazil, it's been over 10 years now, and when we started, there was pretty very big demand and no suppliers for product for the blind in Brazil. And so we came up with the idea of being a specialized company in products for the blind, and we started first importing products and such as canes and slates, and also technology products, braille embossers and softwares. Now we do have customers all over Brazil, mm-hmm. and we already produce our own canes, slates, abacus, right. signature guides, teaching yep. products, and adapted games. And we continue to improve our relationship with foreign companies to distribute and make available this technology in Brazil.
So you are a distributor, but you're also a manufacturer, is that right?
That's
right. You make some of the products yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
And can you tell us a little bit about that process? Are there blind people involved in the manufacturing of some of these products, or not at this stage?
No, we are not really not at this stage. We don't have most of the facilities that the products are manufactured are not owned by us.
Right.
We get involved in the manufacturing products. We order the parts.
Okay, and you assemble.
And we are in very close contact with these companies that work for us.
Yes.
And we assemble it and make quality control.
Wow, well, that's interesting to hear. Now, for many people, for many blind people around the world, access to basic things. For example, we saw just a few moments ago a cane that was $10, and we hear stories about how many people in the world live off $1 a day or less than $1 a day. Do you find that this is true in Brazil also, that many people find it difficult to buy the products and services that they need in order to have equal access to opportunities as sighted people?
Yes, that's also a big issue in Brazil. The Brazilian salary, what most of the people will make, it's $70 US a month.
Right.
Around 50% of the population live with this amount of money, and maybe even less. So selling a cane to a blind person is actually something that they need to save money for a few months in order to buy a new cane.
Yeah.
And a braille watch is something that is very hard for them to get.
Yeah.
Most of our sales are done through public agencies.
Yes.
Or blind organizations or for the blind.
Uh-huh.
And in the past 8 years or 10 years, there's been a few projects from the federal government that bought many equipments for the blind, and they distribute canes, slates.
Yes.
So far in Brazil, there are many kids in school that don't have a slate and don't have a cane.
Right.
There's really a lot. And a Perkins Brailler on school is something that you don't see very often.
Mm.
It's something you can, if there is a school with 30 students, they will have one Perkins Brailler.
Is there anything that companies like yours can do to help bring down the cost of products, to try and make them a little bit more affordable for people?
Well, our first step was to produce them our own instead of importing them from the U.S. or from Europe, and paying duties and taxes on it.
Yeah.
And that reduced the cost very much and made it possible for the government to buy a lot more products instead of of paying high cost and getting less.
Right, right. Well, that's good to hear. So, do you have any products here today that you're exhibiting that you've assembled yourselves? Or
yeah, we've got this collapsible cane. It's made in aluminium.
Aluminium collapsible cane. Okay.
Yes, and it has.
And let's see, how many pieces is this?
It's five pieces.
Five pieces.
It's
yeah.
Painted white. It has a red reflective tape at the very end section.
Yeah. So it's very light, this cane, because it's aluminium. It's a very, very light cane.
Very light. Yeah.
Yes.
It's treated aluminium, so you won't get oil from the aluminium. Sometimes you get.
Yeah.
And that's one of our products.
Yeah.
We also have plastic frames.
Oh yes.
Aluminium ones.
Right, now this is for, let's see, we've got a 28 cells and four lines, and so then you'd put some paper in here, and then you could use these with
a stylus,
yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so I understand there are people waiting to speak to you guys, so can you tell me how people can find out more information about your company and maybe visit you or write to you or telephone or something?
Sure, you can access our website.
Yeah.
Which is www.bengalabranca.com.br.
Yeah.
I can spell it.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, thank
Bengala
you.
Bengalabranca is
yes.
BengalaBranca.
Right.
.com.br for Brazil.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate that you're very busy and everybody's starting to get tired as we get nearer towards the end of this General Assembly of the World Blind Union. And thanks very much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
And once again, a sincere thanks to all of the exhibitors who took time out of their busy schedules to speak to us here on Main Menu. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your program, and we would like to hear your thoughts and we would certainly welcome your submissions. Do drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. I'm Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the Main Menu team, until next time, bye for now.